So, you have a new Transformers sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So this one takes place 5 years after the events of the last movie.
Oh, man. And what's Sam Witwicky up to now?
Well, Shia LaBeouf doesn't want to do these movies anymore, so...
But there's still money to be made.
Yeah, there is. So we're going to go ahead and not mention his character at all and just focus on this inventor guy I came up with.
Oh, who are you thinking to play him?
Well, see, after seeing Mark Wahlberg play a science teacher in The Happening, I realized this guy just has this quality where he'll, you know, just do any role if you pay him enough.
Oh.
Yeah, no matter how little sense it makes casting-wise, he'll do it.
Well, people like Mark Wahlberg, so sure, let's have him play an inventor.
Yeah, so Mark Wahlberg's going to play an inventor, and he makes these gimmicky things that don't really work, and he's just plunging his family and friends into debt.
Oh, and this is the good guy?
This is the main good guy, yeah, and he also takes money from his employee instead of paying him and ends up getting him killed.
Oh.
Steals electricity from his neighbors, throws a baseball bat at a car, wants to take his own daughter to prom.
All right, I mean, yeah, I guess that can be our protagonist.
It's gonna be.
If you say so.
I do. So this guy's name is Cade Yeager, right?
Oh yeah, that almost sounds like a real name, sure.
And he finds this old truck that he starts working on, and as it turns out, it's Optimus Prime. He's from the other movies.
He sure is, sir.
But see, Optimus is hurt, but Cade can fix him because he's
a terrible inventor.
Exactly. But then these bad guys show up because they want Optimus.
Hey, what's the deal with the bad guys? What do they want with Optimus?
Oh, well, there's this rogue CIA guy, Harold Attinger, right? And he's hunting down all Transformers, good and bad.
How come?
Well, his whole thing is like, Transformers shouldn't fight our battles. We should fight our own battles.
So how's he gonna hunt them?
Well, he's gonna team up with a Transformer to fight his battles for him.
Oh, that goes against the one thing you've told me about this guy.
Yeah, but this Transformer's face turns into a gun, which I think is cool enough to justify that.
Well, listen, I agree.
Great, so now these bad guys are here, so they have to find a place for Optimus to hide on the farm. Wow, it's gonna be tough to hide an Autobot on a farm.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just goes ahead and hides under the floor of the barn, so that's the perfect spot for him. That's a great spot.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank God Cade Yeager had an empty 30-foot deep storage space under his floorboards.
Yeah, so Cade tells this bad guy, you know, you don't have a warrant. And this guy's like, my face is my warrant.
Oh, warrant faces are tight. Although now that I think of it, that doesn't even remotely make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, but it's gonna sound cool.
Is it? I'm confused more than anything. Well, pretty cool that a single line of dialogue can do that. That's a good point.
Anyway, so then the bad guys threaten Cade's daughter, Tessa, so Optimus jumps out of the barn and they get saved by her boyfriend Shane, who punches a guy with his car.
What?
And then there's gonna be this big old escape scene and they all manage to get away.
Wow, 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 wow.
Except for Cade's employee, who does die a horrible death.
Oh my god.
So now Cade and Shane are gonna get into this big argument because Cade didn't know his daughter even had a boyfriend.
Oh, that's funny. Kind of the classic protective father banter.
Exactly. And she's a minor and he's 20, so Cade's really upset, you know.
What?
Yeah, Cade is like, that's illegal. You could go to prison. And Shane's like, nope, not technically not. Like, she is 17, but we started dating when we were both minors, so this is technically not illegal.
What? I thought this was gonna be like a funny conversation.
And so he explains that Texas has this law called the Romeo and Juliet law, and technically he cannot be arrested for sleeping with this minor. It's okay.
Why are you taking this scene in this direction?
They had a pre-existing juvenile foundational relationship, statute 2705-3.
Oh, man.
And he pulls out a laminated card from his wallet explaining why it's okay for him to be sleeping with this young minor lady.
I mean, maybe we could just make her character 18 years old and then we don't need to do a deep dive on, you know, legal loopholes of this kind.
No, we're gonna spend several minutes on this.
It's just so specific and so creepy and makes me wonder why you know all this or why you looked it up so thoroughly.
It's just a funny scene, you know?
Ah-ha-ha.
Anyway, so then we need more robots in the movie, so Optimus is gonna get some Transformers together.
Not to talk about the Romeo and Juliet laws, right?
No. To make things explode.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
And then suddenly, Cade's gonna become really good with technology and he's gonna hack a drone that the bad guys had at his farm.
Hacks it with what? Didn't he run away from his house without bringing anything?
He hacks it with some tech junk he finds in an abandoned garage. It's all computer stuff, so it works, you know?
I guess that makes sense.
So that's gonna lead them to this big tech company called KSI, who it turns out is working with the CIA.
Oh, so what's KSI's deal?
Oh, well, they discovered that Transformers get their transforming powers from this element called Transformium.
Oh, a very appropriately named element. But didn't we say that they they got their power from the Allspark in a previous movie?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we did. Remember it changed, like, household appliances into Decepticons instantly?
I have no recollection of that, no.
Okay, well, there's no way I'm rewatching the other movies to make sure, so I'll take your word for it.
So anyway, now this company's able to transform this Transformian stuff into any product placement we want.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
And they're trying to make their own new Transformer called Galvatron using Megatron's decapitated head, but for some reason the thing keeps turning out like Megatron.
Is it because they're using Megatron's decapitated head?
Could be, who's to say, but these guys can't figure it out.
Okay.
So then the bad guys send Galvatron after the Autobots, even though he's not fully ready.
Oh no.
And they lose control of Galvatron because it turns out he's actually Megatron reincarnated.
Uh-oh, oh no, it's the villain they've already defeated 3 times now.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, are they gonna win a 4th time?
Statistically, yeah, but let's keep going anyway.
Okay, great. So then in the middle of this fight, that gun face Transformer Lockdown shows up and he abducts Optimus and Tessa.
Oh, well, they've gotta go save them.
They sure do. So they head into this spaceship to save them, and luckily they find some human-sized alien weapons so they can have a cool gunfight.
Very exciting.
And so then Kay drinks some amazingly refreshing Bud Light.
Delicious.
Yeah, and so then everybody goes to Hong Kong for the last part of the movie.
Why?
Because that'll help the movie perform well in the Chinese market.
Smart. But before they go, Optimus Prime needs to get the Dinobots to help them.
Oh boy, what are they gonna do?
Be in the movie enough to justify putting them in the trailer and on toy shelves.
That works for me.
And so then we've made it to the 3rd act, which will just be our standard, you know, just absolute visual mess.
Care to explain what happens?
No.
Please.
Things explode, metal punches metal, good guys win, guns, boobs, America victory.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm pretty good at my job.
You are? Oh boy, this is gonna be one of the best movies of the year.
Undeniably.
Hey everybody, Ryan here. That's me. Thanks for watching the video.
And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature.
You can also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for.
There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want.
As always, check back soon for a new one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.